I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The national anthem is something a lot of people have strong feelings about. Jimmy Buffett, yes, that Jimmy Buffett, found out about that on Sunday.
For the land of the free and the home of the
The parrothead version of the Star Spangled Banner at the Rams-Saints game was mocked on social media. Mocked, but no one's suggesting Jimmy Buffett be thrown in jail for an off note or two. Very different story in Hong Kong right now. The former British colony is now a part of China, of course. It may soon have a law saying that anyone disrespecting the national anthem could face 3 years in jail and a $6,000 fine. The World's Matthew Bell has that story.
March of the Volunteers is the title of China's national anthem, and here's how it's supposed to sound. But this is what China's anthem can sound like at a soccer match in Hong Kong. Those are boos from fans with their backs turned. One guy is even raising his middle finger for good measure. In this part of China, freedom of speech is supposed to be protected. But a proposed law would criminalize this behavior. The bill was introduced in Hong Kong's legislature today, and it's likely to pass because pro-Beijing lawmakers are in firm control there. Holden Chow is one of them.
You can always express a lot of different opinion against the government. It won't get you into any trouble here in Hong Kong because we have the freedom of speech. But the National Anthem Bill is simply, we are not compelling people to respect. But all we do is to deter people from showing disrespect.
But lots of Hong Kongers do not see it that way at all. They say the law is vague, and it's just the latest attack from Beijing on the idea of one country, two systems. A handful of pro-democracy activists today sprinted into the courtyard at a Chinese government building in central Hong Kong. They put up a black banner that said in Chinese, "The freedom not to praise." The banner was taken down by police after about 5 minutes. Joshua Wong was one of the demonstrators. Back in 2014, he was a student leader in the so-called Umbrella Movement protests. Wong is facing criminal charges for his political activities, but he says more demonstrations against the national anthem law are coming.
No matter what's happened, we will continue to through action to raise people awareness. It is not a must, and there's no reason for us to respect the regime, especially the Communist Party of China.
The message from Wong and like-minded Hong Kongers is that respect is something to be earned, not enforced. Beijing appears to disagree. The national anthem law is just one part of China's overall response to the 2014 protests in Hong Kong, says Kevin Carrico of Monash University in Australia.
What Beijing has done in the aftermath of those protests is really just kind of double down on its violations of one country, two systems, attempting to exercise really just complete control over Hong Kong society. And I think sort of make the vibrancy and diversity of political debate in Hong Kong illegal.
Carrico says that China's new national anthem law was written last year with Hong Kong in mind, but one of the highest profile cases so far played out on the mainland. Last October, a 20-year-old internet celebrity with millions of followers got into trouble when she live streamed this video. Yang Kai Li sings a line from China's national anthem while sort of flailing her arms around like a conductor. On the scale of disrespect, it seems pretty tame. But the video landed Yang in police detention for 5 days. Her channel was taken down for violating the law, and she issued a public apology. "The anthem is sacred, and my behavior hurt everyone's feelings," she said. In Hong Kong today, pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong said the proposed national anthem law is really about crushing dissent.
It's just the tactics for President Xi Jinping to suppress on freedom and human rights of Hong Kong.
Not far away from where Wong was speaking, a group of pro-Beijing lawmakers took part in a rally of their own. They said the proposed law is necessary for Hong Kong to protect the solemnity of China's national anthem. For the world, I'm Matthew Bell.